Hello. And welcome.
My guests this morning are Yasha and Ebony, senior students at Victor Harbour High School. And this morning we're going to be talking about something really, really important coming up this weekend, 19th and 20th of October, and that's Relay for Life. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for sparing some time for me today. Such an important cause. Yasha, do you want to talk a little bit about what Relay for Life is all about?
Okay, so Relay for Life is basically a fundraiser for Cancer Council. So what happens is we do fundraising prior to the event, and we've raised a fair bit of money, almost close to $3,000, I think.
Goodness me, yeah. Well done.
That's through events such as the quiz night that we held and end of term barbecues that we hold at school and several casual dress days. For the actual event, we're going to be walking for 20 hours, taking turns and
passing the baton on,
yeah.
A bit like a relay race.
Yeah, exactly.
But you get to rest, so you might walk for half an hour or an hour at a time, and then somebody else will step in, take over, but keep it constant going. Ebony, can you tell me a little bit about the actual day itself? So on the 19th, what time is it starting and what sort of things are happening on that day?
So the opening ceremony is at 2 o'clock, and there'll be a few speeches, things like that, and then little ribbon will be cut and we'll start doing our relaying. There's events throughout the day. There's like little activities you can do, like bubble soccer. There's catering, there's food, coffee, and
everything you might need on your relay to keep you going.
Yeah, pretty much.
So while you're busy walking around, you know, losing weight, then when you stop, you can feel back up again just to keep yourself going. So it'll get started sort of just after 2, maybe 2:30, by the time the formalities are over. And the first teams who are walking will go. Now, where is it actually going to be? So if people are listening and they'd like to get down there and support or just spend a lovely time somewhere beautiful, where's it going to be?
Yep, so it's at Investigator College on their oval, and anybody is welcome to come down, spend some time.
And do a bit of cheering.
Yeah, support teams.
Yeah, support the teams. And do you know what? You could even step into the team and give somebody a little break if you're down there as well.
Yeah.
Now, it is a constant walk, so the teams have to have somebody walking all the time.
Yes.
And just for those of you who are not sure, if you're just visiting our community, Investigator College is down off George Main Road. There's a great big roundabout, what's called the Ring Road, and it's just across on one corner. You can see it as you go round the roundabout. So there'll be a billion cars there and lots of people practicing their walking. All right, so people are walking all through the day. Now it gets to the evening, and I believe there's a ceremony at about 8:30.
Yes.
And what will be happening in that ceremony?
So that's the candlelight ceremony, and you pay a certain amount of money for each little bag with a candle in it, and it's to dedicate it to someone who's passed away from cancer, someone close to you or anybody that you know, and you just write their name, maybe a message on the bag, and then they all light them up at 8:30.
And then they line the sort of all the way around the, oval, around the track. So it must look very, very beautiful when that happens.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, lovely. So if there are people listening who would really like to purchase one of the lanterns and write a message, then you're more than welcome to do that. So you can get down there a little earlier in the day and get that sorted out, and it'll be ready to go in the evening. The other thing that is also being promoted is, because the bags are paper, if you just put a candle in a bag and it's windy, it'll blow away and the bag will likely catch fire, and that would be unfortunate. So that's no good. So they're just asking that perhaps you provide a can of food to weight the paper bag down. And then after the Relay for Life is over and all of those messages are collected, the cans will be collected also, and we're going to be giving them to
Food Bank.
Food Bank, fabulous. So it's sort of a win-win all the way around, isn't it?
It's just all about donating and making everyone's lives easier.
And I think also, you know, it's so good for students to really become aware. I mean, lots and lots of people are unfortunately, deal with cancer in their families, yes, and, you know, relatives and cousins and friends even. So it's very, very important to make sure that we keep funds rolling into raising funds for the Cancer Council, because their research work is absolutely critical. And, you know, even in the last 5 years, amazing breakthroughs. And just this last week, there have been some new breakthroughs where they think they've found, you know, one of the things which, yeah, can actually just kill cancer in its tracks, some, yeah, cancers in its tracks. So, so important. So, girls, a final message for our listeners, what do you think we should tell them to do?
Come down to Relay for Life and donate what you can, even if you can't donate anything, just coming to watch and supporting all the teams and being there for everyone would be really amazing, and I'm sure everyone there would appreciate it.
And definitely, if they would like to donate but they can't come down and donate, then they can go on the Relay for Life website,
right,
and search up the Southern Regions Relay for Life, and then look up Vicky Harbs High, and that's our team to donate to.
Vicky Harbs High Student Leadership Team.
Yes.
Okay.
To be a bit more specific.
So it's called Vicky Harbour.
Vicky Harbs.
Harbs, yep. And Student Team. Fantastic. So there you have it, folks. You've got a perfect opportunity to, one, do something really positive to support our young people and their efforts to raise some money for the Cancer Council, but also you can pay tribute to people that you may have known who've lost the fight with cancer, or those people who are going through cancer treatment at the moment. And the other good thing about it is that if you are there and you want to be there overnight, or you want to get there really early in the morning and wake up the people who've had 5 hours sleep, or 5 minutes sleep, then breakfast will be on at 7 o'clock in the morning. So, girls, thank you so much for spending time with me this morning, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you down there on Saturday afternoon. Can't promise the 7 o'clock Sunday morning, but on Saturday afternoon, and wishing you well on your trip. Thanks so much.
Thank you.